I took a test. My tests were horrible. So.
Which kind of test you took?
Like a simple.
In English, right?
In English. Then my first teacher was David. He was a nice guy.
How was your English when you came here the first time?
Oh my God. I cannot explain. Because just I understand, but I cannot talk. Just ask know how to eat, how to go, come here, go there, just that's
I
it.
I know, but look at you now. You are speaking so well. Like, so impressive.
You think so?
Yeah, I totally think so.
I'm trying.
Oh, you're doing great. So how this was an adventure for you? How education for you? Tell us a little bit, how is your education an adventure?
Oh, without education, I cannot imagine, because I don't want to do like simple work, so $7 an hour. So if I have education, so I can have whatever I want. So I can go wherever I want. That is my goal. I want to finish my education.
You want to finish? How did you start in the program? What did you do first?
I did first like simple English. We talk, what are you doing? Like a simple, which we can read.
And then you were going to...
Then I moved.
You moved.
To the
okay.
class. It's a Collins class. And then there was... I like that class so much.
You then, like... Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, because there was a lot of people. And I don't know why I like his class. Because he teaches so much. Like, comparing to other... I had other teacher. She was just wasting her time talking. I really did not like that one.
But then you learn with calling more advanced English.
English. And I went to maybe one year.
And then you move again, right?
Move again in Nina's class.
Okay.
When I went to
Nina's class. And you didn't like Nina's class, right?
When I went to Nina's class. I have a story. When I went to Nina's class, so difficult for me. So she was teaching. I did not understand what she was teaching.
She was teaching something and you didn't understand what she was teaching.
Maya was in my class for quite a while, several months before I realized that she didn't understand anything I was
saying. Really? And then, oh God, this is too much. And then, but she helped me. A lot. I want to say thank you so much, Nina.
Maya, you really did the work. Maya's an exceptional student out there. Incredibly hardworking student.
Yeah, then she gave me like a tutor. First tutor was Megan. And she did. I learned from a lot of grammars from her. So.
And also now, tell us a little bit, what are you doing now?
Oh, I'm doing GED. I already passed my social study. And math. Now I
so
have
you
to
pass social studies, math, and you are gonna get the other test to get your high school diploma.
And then I also did CNA, nursing assistant course. Now I'm taking that test too.
Oh my God, so much.
After that, I will take emergency TMT, something like
EMT?
That. EMT? I want that one too.
You want that also? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, nobody can stop you. Come on, Maya.
That's I want great. To keep going. Maybe if I don't take that class, I will go to computer class, because I already took computer class at Cloud Campus. Now I want to continue that one too.
And what's your long-term goal, Maya?
My long-term goal is become a nurse. I like to help the people.
That's great, Maya.
That's a wonderful story. And again, Maya, congratulations, because you have just worked so hard, been in the program.
Thank
started
you so much.
From not speaking, and now you're almost already in college and on your way to becoming a nurse. So congratulations.
I'm middle of the way.
And now we can't stop Maya.
I cannot stop. I will keep going.
We are so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And we are telling to everybody that we are really proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And we support you every step of the way. So now, Natalia, I know those are a lot of questions, but tell us a little bit how your education here, what is your goal in the program, how you ended up in the program, and how this education journey has been an adventure for you.
No, I am not so, I am not so,
You just started in the program.
Yes.
You're brand new.
Yes, I am not new. Like Maya. I wanted to explain people. Yes, she is very hardworking person, especially with English. And yes, she has a lot of good opportunity. She is still a young person. She can be what she wants to be.
Yeah. But what about you? You're about a young person too.
No, I am not so old.
You are young. Come on.
But thank you very much. Anyway, I told before, yes, that in my country, I was bookkeeper. I am high educated person too. I have degree like economist. And I understand it's not easy to get this kind of diploma or degree here in United States. It's very hard education. It's hard to study economic, American, especially American economic. It's too hard for me. Anyway, I don't want to give up. And especially after Maya's speech, I think I will try keep going too, and I would like after my all these English classes, I would like to try to study accounting.
Accountant.
Yes, accounting.
That's good. I think you can do it.
And try to find a job like a counter.
We can do it.
I know you yes. can.
Yes. Just don't give up.
Yeah. True.
Welcome back. This is True Taos Radio, 93.5 KNCE. This is the Taos Education and Career Center's Heroes Journey Radio Program. We're in the studio with Montserrat, myself, Nina, and our special guests are Natalia Kondratyuk and Maya Lama from the Ukraine and Nepal. So we have time for just one last question, and we've been looking at this idea of adventure in the hero's journey. And if you had one piece of advice, if you think back to your whole process of leaving your country and dreaming to come here and coming here and now living here and engaging in your education to make your dreams come true, what would be the one most important piece of advice you might have out there to other people who are thinking of taking in a big change or an adventure in their lives? So Maya, we'll start with you.
Could you repeat your question, please?
What's your advice? What would be your advice to other people?
For the other people?
Yes.
Other countries people, if they are here.
Come to.
I mean, a lot of people I can see, most likely Mexican people, they have hard work. They don't go to, they only speak English. They don't they speak Spanish, they don't speak English. So for them, I wish they can go to the Adult Learning Center. That is an awesome program. You will learn something new for their life. Mm-hmm. If they can speak English, then the easy to communicate with people, easy to find a job. Life will be better than being with the same language. So that's it.
So your advice is to pursue their education.
Okay. Education is the most important for our life.
Thank you. And Natalia?
Yes, I agree with Maya absolutely, because I know one very good proverb. It's like, it says, go hard or go home. It means you must be a very determined person, try to study English good, try study in the university or any college, to take just a good possibility, to get a good for example, occupation. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why you must continue to study here. And good advice, never give up, really keep going. And if you are not a strong-willed person, don't come to America, because America country is this country is just for strong-willed people. People must struggle here and survive. It's really true. It's not easy. Because you are foreigner, you are immigrant, and you must really hard work hard. It's true with language and work.
I want to one question. Thank you so much for inviting here. You gave a chance to talk for us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you both for being here, Natalia Kondrakchuk and Maya Lama. This has been the Taos Education and Career Center, formerly the Adult Learning Centers, Heroes Journey Radio Program. And thank you so much to KNCE and my co-host, Montserrat. Mm-hmm. We're going to close out with a song.